fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and the hearty Ohio Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let go, Nicole! I'm Silver!
The train from Colfax, drawn by its snorting, wood-burning engine, rattled past the last spur of the Blue Sage Hills and settled down to the final 30 miles of windswept prairie that lay between it and its destination, River Junction. To Deputy U.S. Marshal Sandy Clifford inside the baggage car, the journey had a special significance. River Junction meant fame and possible promotion, because seated opposite him with manacled hands was Slim Rafferty, the most notorious outlaw known to the territory.
What are you looking so nervous about, kid? You scared of me?
Of course not.
Then quit squeezing the butts of them shooting irons like they was going to fly away from you.
I'm a-taking no chances.
I'm not armed. And look at these cuffs you put in my paws. What can I do with them in my way, huh?
I said I'm taking no chances.
Bound to get me to River Junction right side up, huh?
If you got away, it wouldn't be the first time you're giving the law the slip.
Yes. I did get away a few times before this, didn't I? Never kept a count exactly. Let's see, this time ought to make about a dozen, though, as near as I can
figure. This time? What do you mean, this time?
Why, shucks, kid. You really thought you was going to get me to jail?
I sure am.
Whereabouts are we?
Past the hills. Just past.
Well, that means it won't be long now till you and me part company.
Huh?
Sure. I got a horse waiting for me somewhere along this stretch. A right good one.
Say, what in tarnation?
Now, now, kid, take it easy. Don't get excited. Charlie, you shouldn't feel bad about losing me. I've got away from older hands at the law game than you. Well, I'll hit
blast
the time.
You? What are you trying to do? What are you up to? I don't like that.
Now. Didn't I say take it easy?
You make one sudden move and I'll drill you.
You shouldn't be so late.
Wait. Who's that?
Down for the conductor. Didn't he say he was going to look in before we got to the junction?
Yeah. Well, don't you move.
I'll stay like I was hitched, kid.
I'm telling the conductor what you just told me. You think you're breaking loose, do you? Conductor, this on
reach.
What?
Reach, lawman, or take it.
Hey, now back up. And keep reaching. Where'd you get that uniform?
You can ask the conductor when he comes to.
You see, kid? Didn't I tell you? Now, there's no use you feeling bad. You just couldn't help yourself.
Blast you.
Slim, we gotta hurry. It won't be long we come to the grave. If we're not ready by then, we can't get off.
That's where Jeff's waiting with the horses?
Yeah. Now, can you get this hombre's guns with them cuffs on?
Oh, sure.
Don't you try nothing, Norman.
There's one. There's the other.
All right. Now, give me the key to them cuffs.
You can go straight.
Now, kid, don't act foolish. Scar means business. You do like he says. You see, he's not good-natured like I am. He's right mean.
That's better. Put out your hand, Slim.
Can you get him?
Yep.
That does it.
Now, come on, Lawman. You're walking to the door with us. Don't try to reach for them guns.
I'm going to lose my badge for this.
Oh. Are you kidding?
You know, blame well I am. 6 weeks I trailed you. Shot it out with you. Caught you. And now you just walk off like I was nothing.
Oh, doggone, I'm sorry. Give you my word, I am. You sure come close to having something to brag about, didn't you?
You needn't make fun of me.
Oh, I'm not making fun of you, boy. I savvy just how you feel. But gosh, you wouldn't expect me to go to jail just for the sake of your feelings.
I wouldn't
expect...
Cut out
this fool, Palaver, and come on. The train's slowing up. We're on the grave.
Sure, Scar. I'll be right with you. Yeah, so long, kid. No hard feelings.
Go to blazes.
Yeah, all right. If that's the way you feel. Let's go, Scar.
I'll jump first.
Say, kid.
Huh?
Honest, I kind of like your style. I sure do. I don't reckon I'll ever be jailed. But if I am... Well, I'd rather it was you that done it. Adios.
Then I'm through. Is that it, Marshal?
Can't help it, Sandy. You fell down on the job. Thunderation, son. Didn't you hear him down at the depot when the train come in? He found out Slim had got away. If I kept you on, I'd never hear the last of it.
Yeah, I guess that's right. Well, there's my badge. I'll be seeing you sometime.
Hey, where are you going? What are you going to do?
Do? Marshal, I'm going to hunt down Slim Rafferty if it takes me the next 10 years. And when I got him, I'm bringing him here. And when I brought him here, I'm taking back that badge. Goodbye.
It was the middle of the afternoon of the following day. The Lone Ranger and his faithful Indian companion Tonto had made camp midway between River Junction and the woods that began several miles further on to the west. Tonto, who had been seated cross-legged mending his bridle, paused to stare intently at the head-high grasses that bordered a small creek several rods away. When he withdrew his gaze, he spoke so that only the masked man could hear.
Kimasabi.
Yes?
You look.
What is it, Tonto?
Watch. Grass.
It moved.
And there's no wind.
An animal?
Maybe.
I saw something then, Kimasabe. Just for a moment. A man's shirt. I'll wait here. Act as though nothing were wrong. I'm going to work towards Silver. If he doesn't suspect what I'm up to, we'll have him almost between us.
That's right.
Don't shoot unless he wants to make a fight of it. Working at that bridle.
You do.
Thirsty, old fella? Ready for water? Well, maybe you better graze a little longer, Silver. Steady there, boy. Steady.
All right there, fella. Come out with your hands in the air.
Hey, what?
That's a warning. I'm over here.
How'd you know I was here?
You gave yourself away. What were you sneaking around our camp for? What do you think you're up to?
I reckon you know without being told. Come here, fella. Come on. I've been... Oh, gosh. Masked. And no mustache.
What's the matter?
Yeah, the chin's different. And no scar.
You want me tie him?
Wait, Tonto. Well?
You're not...
Scar-legged?
You were hiding out? You look to be about the same build from back away.
You haven't answered my question. Did you mistake me for Scar Liggett?
Yes. You one of his pards?
No.
How do I know that?
Kemosabe.
Yes?
Me know this fella.
Huh?
You fella named Sandy. You lawman.
Yeah. What you mean is I was a lawman.
That's right. You're Sandy Clifford.
Yeah, but on account of Slim Rafferty and Scar Liggett.
Never mind, I've heard the story. You captured Slim and Scar helped him escape. Now you're trying to find the pair.
And even you can't keep me from it.
You think I'm a crook?
You must be. You wouldn't be wearing that mask.
We're not outlaws, Sandy. And I think we can help you.
What? Help me?
Two men helped Slim escape. Scar and Jeff Swan. Jeff was a fellow who met them with horses along the right-of-way.
Oh.
None of them are far from here.
You mean
that they're... they've hidden out in the woods. Tonto and I have been looking for them. We've trailed them this far. Before we're finished, we'll locate their hideout.
Why are you hunting for them?
Scar and Jeff have died justice too long.
Yeah, and Slim, blast him. He's the worst of the three.
You mean he's the best known?
Yeah, doesn't that prove
it? It proves that Slim has a reputation. But he isn't an outlaw.
Why is there a price on his head?
Because 7 years ago, he sided with the Nestors against the cattlemen in the Mason County War. The cattlemen won out. They had the money and power behind them. They gave orders to the law in Mason County. The law put out a wanted notice for Slim. But he was guilty of just one thing. Being on the losing side.
He's been on the dodge.
He had to be. If he ever returns to Mason County, he'll hang.
If he's not a crook, why has he been hanging out with crooks?
What else could he do with a price on his head?
There's not a man in the territory the law'd sooner catch.
Slim got most of his reputation because he's escaped when he's been caught. Each escape added to the talk about him. Yes, he's been blamed for a lot of things, Sandy. But there's never been an eyewitness who could testify that Slim ever actually stepped outside the law. I know what I'm talking about. If Slim were really a criminal, I'd be as anxious as anyone for him to be captured.
Yeah, fine talk. Only I'm not fooled so easy, mister.
No.
When a masked man starts talking about bringing justice to crooks, he's up to something. You got the best of me now. But I'll tell you this. I'm getting Slim Rafferty.
Perhaps.
He lost me my deputy's badge, and he's going to pay.
But in the meantime...
Kemosabe, you look.
What?
Look at wood.
Say, looks kind of foggy over that way.
Fire.
Huh?
A forest fire.
Oh, good gosh.
You saddle scout?
Well, there's no time for it. If that fire gets a real start, it'll clean out everything all the way to the hills. We'll ride bareback.
I'll ride to town and get men to help.
You'll ride with us.
We can't do much alone.
We can do something. The fire will be seen in town. Get your horse, Sandy. Tonto, get scout. Let's get going. Sandy, come on. Come on.
Riding bareback, the Lone Ranger and Tonto led the way toward the fire, while Sandy Clifford followed close behind. As they neared the forest, they saw that the fire was rapidly gaining force. Smoke rose billowing into the air, scattering sparks. Only the fact that there was little wind kept the blaze from becoming an inferno. Suddenly, hearing their approach, a man on foot ran frantically toward them, shouting as he came.
Hey! Come on!
Hi
there!
Wait! Rain up! Hold on! Hold on!
You've got to.
What's the matter, stranger?
My horse pulled them when it saw the fire. My wife and youngster are in there, mister. They got no horses, no way to get out. If they try it on foot, the fire will catch them. Your mask.
Oh, never mind the mask. Where are your folks?
That's my cabin. We can make it before the fire on horseback. It's almost 3 miles from here, near Willow Gap.
Willow Gap? That's just the direction the fire's heading.
But Emmy and the young one, you've got to help me to get them.
Here, climb up behind me on my horse.
You'll do it honest, you will.
We'll ride to your cabin.
My cabin.
Up with you now.
There, I'm set.
Otto, Sandy, we'll circle to the left. Get into the woods beyond that gully ahead.
Right.
All right, follow me. Come on, get out.
Come on.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
Now to continue our story. The Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Sandy circled the blaze and raced ahead of the forest fire in a desperate attempt to beat it to the stranger's cabin. In the meantime, Slim Rafferty and his two companions, Jeff Swan and Scar Liggett, were in their hideout scarcely a half mile beyond the cabin. The smoke of the distant blaze was hidden from them by the dense forest. They were startled by crashing sounds in the underbrush.
What in time? They followed.
Hold on. Look there.
What?
That was an antelope just raced by.
Big dog go.
There's a bear. And look at them cottontails racing. What in thunder's going on?
It looks like every doggone critter in these here woods is hightailing in for the hills.
Something's scared.
Say, wait a minute.
What?
You smell anything?
Huh?
By gosh, I do.
Yeah, so do I.
Something's burning.
And them critters running by.
It's a fire. That's what it is, and coming this way. Come on, we can clear out.
Yeah. Oh, horses are scared. They smell it, too.
Hey, what about our gear?
Let it go, you jughead. We got no time to waste.
Hold still there. Steady, boy.
You ride away, them critters are running. For the hills.
We will not. That's the worst thing we could do. I will follow all the way. The catch us before we got halfway there.
Then we're trapped.
How did you follow me?
Which way?
Past that woodcutter's cabin and down the gap. I think we can just about make it.
And what are we waiting for? Come on, get up there.
Get up there. Get up.
At the woodcutter's cabin, there was a scene of quiet heroism. The woman knew her child's small legs and meager strength were not equal to the flight from the approaching fires. She attempted to soothe her frightened son while she waited and hoped for her husband to return with aid.
There, sonny. There, now, don't cry. Daddy'll get here, you'll see. There, there's someone now.
Is it Daddy?
I don't know.
Don't leave me, Mama.
I won't leave you, Billy.
Who is it, Mama? Is it Daddy?
Help!
Hey, look, there's someone in the cabin.
Stop!
Over there.
Hey, don't you know there's a fire coming this way? You better take the youngster and get out of here.
But we can't.
What?
Jeb's not here. He's got an army horse.
Sam, come on. We got no time for talk.
The woman and the kid look out for themselves. They're nothing to us.
Well, doggone you.
Help us. Take us with you.
We can't do it.
Don't pay no attention to what Scar says. We'll help you. Get the young one on Jeff's horse.
You fool, look over there. Look at that smoke. I'm not waiting for anybody. Neither am I going to slow my horse by carrying double.
That goes for me, too. Now, come on, or you stay behind.
We'll both help these folks, or I'll...
You do what?
Scar, put down that gun.
Yeah, well, you can just...
I said put down that gun.
You asked for it. Oh,
oh, get going, Jeff. Get up there.
Oh, catch.
You're wounded.
It's nothing.
Oh, it is. It's your shoulder.
There's more important things to think about now, man. Those yellow skunks lit out. Now what in blazes are we going to do?
Your horse, maybe we can go...
You wouldn't have a chance, ma'am. Not carrying three of us.
I got you into this.
Forget it. Say, look there.
The fire's closer.
It's coming around. Haven't you got something we can hitch up? A buggy or a wagon or something to do for all of us?
No, there's nothing. You take Billy and ride on. I'll see
nothing
we...
of the sort, ma'am. We're not leaving you behind.
Over.
Horseman.
My husband. That's my husband with that masked friend.
Hurry!
Hurry!
Well, that'll be doggone. That young deputy's with him. Hey, you fellas going to get these folks out? You going to take them?
There isn't time.
But
the fire spread to the south of us. We're cut off.
Scar and Jeff just went through.
Perhaps they made it, and perhaps they didn't. We never would.
That's what we do.
We've got to do something to do it blame fast.
There, fire.
But you can see us.
Are there axes here?
I got four of them. I've been cutting ties for the railroad.
Then pass them out. Cut a clearing around the cabin. Start a backfire. Hurry. There isn't a minute to spare.
Let's get going.
Obeying the masked man's commands, the group labored furiously to thwart the fire. The underbrush was swiftly cut away. Brands were lighted and applied to dry timber on the side of the cabin that faced the onrushing forest fire.
Fire that timber over there, Tonto. Slim, cut away this brush. Put your backs into it. Now's the time we know whether we win or lose.
Come on, let's work fast.
Slowly at first, but with increasing momentum, the backfire spread to meet the flames. The masked man and his companions watched anxiously. Either the forest fire would leap the charred clearing between it and the cabin, or the backfire would conquer. The flames met, wavered, and suddenly the group watching it had won.
We won! We won!
The fire's going around us.
Circle.
That's the closest thing I ever hoped to see.
The cabin's safe. The fire's bypassed us. It'll burn itself out when it reaches the hills.
Meanwhile, Scar Liggett and his outlaw partner, Jeff, race desperately ahead of the fire, heading toward the gap.
Get up there! Can't you get any more speed out of that horse, Jeff?
Get up there! Come on there!
Critters are blame near wore out. Scared to death in the bark.
We'd never made it if they were carrying double.
Well, we will now. There's the gap ahead.
Get up there!
Now we can slow down a bit now.
Steady boy.
Steady boy.
Ho, ho, ho. We made it, Scar.
Yeah, looks like the folks from town are going to ride in there.
Yeah. Seems like the whole town's gathered right at the entrance to the gap.
Hey, right up there, you two.
Huh? Hey, Jeff, ride for your life. It's a marshal.
Oh, you know, Liggett. Stop or I'll shoot.
Scar, push around and we can't get away.
Oh,
don't reach for a gun, Scar. You're under arrest, both of you.
Yeah, but Marshal,
we've got... no arguments. Now, where's your partner, Slim?
Well, he's back in that forest. Marshal, you've got nothing on us.
Save your talk, Liggett. You can do it in court. Right now, you're turning your horses around and going back into that forest with me. We're bringing your partner back to go to jail with you.
All right, now get going.
Get up.
Come on, then.
Meanwhile, at the small cabin in the forest, the woodcutter turned to face the masked man.
Stranger.
Yes?
I don't know how to thank you properly. I reckon me and Emmy and Billy and, well, all of us, we'd have died for sure if you hadn't known just what to do.
There's no use talking about what might have happened.
And this man here, he stayed on to help when he could have got away with the men he came with. He tried to make them stay too, but they shot him and got away.
That must have been Scar and Jeff.
That's who it was, Stranger.
Slim, you better let Tonto look at that wound.
Ah, me fix it.
I just see him.
Well?
The young lawman came along with you. I reckon I got a good notion what he came here for. Bit of my trailer, son.
Well, I...
Well, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Did you lose your badge like you said you might?
Uh-huh.
So you figured that getting me back would get back your badge, huh?
Yes, that's what I figured.
Well, I'll tell you how it is, kid. You got the best of me. You've cut me again just like you said you would. But I don't hanker to be jailed any more than I did before. So I'm warning you. I'll get loose again if I get the chance.
Hang it all, Slim. I can't jail you now.
Huh?
You stayed behind when you could have got away with those others. You stayed, risking your life to help these folks. I just couldn't take you in.
You mean I'm free?
For all of me, you are.
Well, it's under Sandy, you're square.
I'm afraid it's out of Sandy's hands.
Huh?
What do you mean, out of my hands?
I told you the fire would bring the men from town. Look there. Marshal's with them.
And there's Scar.
And Jeff.
I never figured to find you folks alive.
We're all safe, Marshal.
Hey, but them fellas, Marshal, where'd you get them?
Well, Jeff and Scar here?
Yeah, I thought that they...
Shucks, we figured we'd have to ride for the gap just like you folks done. And these polecats come riding right into our hands coming out of the gap. Easiest capture ever made.
So they might as well have stayed on and helped to fight the fire for all the good it did them, huh?
You're Slim Rafferty, huh?
That's me.
Been hoping to get you for quite a spell. You trailed them, huh, Sandy?
Yeah, look here, Marshal. Slim stayed on to help these people when it looked like he had a chance to get away and go clear. He did it without anybody making him, either. You can't arrest him after all that.
The law's the law, Sandy.
One moment, please.
Huh? Hey, who's this? What's the mask mean?
Forget the mask for a minute, Marshal. I'm not wanted.
But I'd like...
You should look up Slim's record. He doesn't deserve what the law has waiting for him.
That's not for me to judge.
You're going
to
jail Slim after all?
What do you think I should do?
Let him go. Give him a chance to get away and we'll start the manhunt over again.
I thought you set a heap of store on that deputy's badge, Sandy.
I do. But if it comes down to a choice, I'd a lot rather you let Slim go.
Now look here, Sandy. Don't be an idiot. Of course, I don't hanker for jail. Now, I'll get away if I can. But why put yourself in, badge? I don't mean nothing to you.
I told you how I stood, and I mean it. Badge or no badge.
Oh,
okay. Just heist them, Marshal. Go on, you fellas. Hurt me. Keep in the air.
Don't make a play, boys.
Why, Sandy, you pulling a gun on me? Have you gone loco? No, I'm just giving Slim his chance. I'm not going to let him get captured because he stayed to help this woman. Go on, Slim. Get your horse.
But
I said go on.
You're crazy, kid. But I don't need to hang. You keep him covered, and I'll hightail.
Oh, wait, Slim. Toto and I are going with you. Come on, Toto.
Hey, are you letting them fellas go, too? Are you letting a masked man get away?
They can do what they have a mind to. They're all right.
You, Scar and Jeff, you make a break and I'll kill you.
Sandy, you have gone loco.
I'll take what's coming to me afterwards, Marshal. Right now, I'm running things. Don't go for your gun.
Sandy, you get into trouble. Otto and I'll be back to help you.
Thanks, mister.
But I don't think you'll need us.
Huh?
One Silver!
Get up here! Just hold it a second, gents. They're not clear yet. What's the matter with you, Marshal? What are you laughing at?
Put that gun down, Sandy.
They got a good start.
Yeah, they can keep it.
Well, I guess I'm under arrest now.
Sandy, you sure have plenty to learn.
I don't savvy.
You heard what the masked man said, didn't you? And he figured you wouldn't get in any trouble?
Yes, but I don't
Me
see...
Me and that masked hombre have met before. He knew doggone well I'd recollect him when he called his horse by name.
You know him?
Sure. I reckon he knew me well enough to know I was just testing you out. Sandy, there's times to jail a man and times not to. It takes a good lawman to savvy which is which.
Huh?
If you'd arrested Slim after what happened here, you'd never have got your badge back again if you lived to be 100.
You mean to say
I
that...
mean you're a deputy again. And you won your badge not by jailing Slim, but by letting him go.
But I...
Mark my word, Sandy. With that masked man pulling for him, Slim is going to have his name cleared as sure as you're born. Why, it'd have been a shame to capture and hang Slim, have him buried by the time the Lone Ranger got his pardon. Now, wouldn't it?
What? Was that masked man the Lone Ranger?
Like I said, son, you've got a lot to learn.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated.